So the last part of the sugya doesn't really appear in our Gemara. Our Gemara just talks about Habodik Tzor, Shiv Arich, and that's about it. The Rosh picks up where the Gemara leaves off, and the Rosh raises the question, can you ever have a situation where a person recited a bracha, began his bedika, and then something happens that's going to require him to recite another bracha? What is that something that happens? Obviously the something that happens is sicha, dibur. He's mafsik. He talks, he picks up the phone, starts schmoozing about something, not something relevant to the bedika. If he talks about something relevant to the bedika, then that's a no-brainer. That's for sure not considered to be a hefsek. But what if he talks about something that's not relevant to the bedika? Would he be required to recite another bracha? That's the question that the Rosh raises. So there's really a twofold question on the table. Question number one is there anything wrong with talking? Forget about what the ramifications of talking are going to be. Is there anything wrong with talking in the middle of Bedikas Chametz? And number two, will it have consequences to potentially require you to make another bracha? Those shailas may be one and the same, or those shailas may be different from one another. So it's unclear what exactly the ramifications we're talking about. Are we talking about an Isser talking, or are we talking about consequences post-talking, reciting another bracha? So the Rosh raises both of these questions. And, of course, the primary sugya that's going to impact on these two shailas is the sugya Maseches Menachos. So we have to take a look at the sugya Maseches Menachos to get a little bit of a better understanding of what's going on in Menachos, what's not going on in Menachos, and then try to see whether this Gemara is relevant for our discussion altogether. So comes the Gemara Maseches Menachos in the 11th in the Ramah Kamos, and the Gemara introduces to us Amar Rav Chisda Sach Ben Tvila Tvila Chayzim Mevarich. If a person speaks between the two tefillah, between the Shoyal and Shorosh, so he is required to recite another bracha. And the Gemara goes through the intricacies of the details, what exactly that means, the famous Bachos Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, what the Maskaras HaDvarim is. But it's clear from the Gemara and Menachos Ben Hayy slice it, that talking in between Tefillah and Shoyal and Tefillah Shorosh will impact those brachas, will have consequences, and will sometimes require of you to actually repeat, to recite an additional bracha that would otherwise not have been said. So, Sicha Dibor does have ramifications in Halacha. And now the question becomes, is that statement of the Gemara relevant for our discussion or not? Secondary, the Gemara at the end of the Sugya Menachos says, that by the way, Tana, Sach ben Tvila Tvila Veri Biyadai, Chazla Merachem Elchama. If a person talks between the Shul Shoyal and Shul Shorosh, that's an Aveira. And it's a kind of an Aveira that can get you out of the army. What does that mean, out of the army? Because the Torah says, Miyayar Isha Yarei Varach Alevav. A person who's frightened, so shouldn't be on the battlefront. What does it mean, he's frightened? So Machlek Zetanoim, some Tanoim say, means he's scared, he's pushing, afraid to get killed. And other Tanoim say, no, he's a tough guy, but he's afraid of his Aveira Shabiyadai. He's shaking because of Shari Chubim Mesil Sisharim. He's not shaking because there's a tank heading in his direction. So according to the view that the Isha Yarv Rach Levav is referring to someone who's Yarv Yaver Shabiyadai, the Gemara says, by the way, this would be a good example of those Yaver Shabiyadai, the Sachman Tvila Tvila. Now why in the world, Chazal quoted this as an example of it, it's the only Yaver we can think of. There are no other Averis to send the guy back from the front lines. So there are a lot of darshanim, have a lot of drushes about this. But since we're not Ashir and Drush, we're trying to say Ashir and Sugi and Lomdus and Halacha. So we'll save it maybe for another time, another place. So at some point, it's clear for the Gemara that being Sach ben Tvila Tvila is a twofold issue. It's an issue of warranting, requiring another bracha. That's the first half of the Sugi. And then the second half of the Sugi is that you did something wrong. It's called an Aver, it's called an Isser. We don't know whether those two dinim are totally zebizeh, or whether they're totally separate and distinct from one another. Unclear. But two halachas clearly apply in Hilchos Tefillin, and now the Rosh in Pesachim is invoking that sugya in Hilchos Tefillin and saying, is it appropriate to invoke those two halachas, or one of those two halachas? Is it appropriate to compare talking in the middle of Bedikas Chametz to talking between Shoyal and Shorosh, vis-a-vis being Osir, vis-a-vis requiring another bracha, unclear whether that Gemara Menachos should serve as a model, or whether some of that Gemara Menachos is in its own world. So before we get to the intricacies of the Shitas HaRash, or the Shitas that the Rash references, just for our own knowledge, we should be aware of the fact that there were some Rishonim who walked out of the Tzugya before he even started. There were some Rishonim who didn't come to Shia today who said, you are talking about the Gemara Menachos? You're learning Sochem right now. What are you talking about the Tzugya Menachos? That Tzugya Menachos is totally and completely irrelevant. It's not even in the discussion on the radar screen for any discussion outside of Menachos Daf Lamed Vav. And who is that one Rishon who makes that statement very, very adamantly, very, very strongly? Who is that Rishon? Who's the Rishon who says, don't even waste my time learning that Sugya right now. You're learning the wrong topic. Who's that Rishon? Nobody knows. Which Rishon said in the most strongest terms, don't discuss this topic? The Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor says in the 14th of the Maamar Mekayves, Hahid the Tefillin ain la shum inyan dekan ve'ain lanu kayaitziva b'chol ha'brachas b'chol ha'mitzvahs. Baal HaMor says very, very emphatically that Sugya Menachos has nothing to do with any other of the 612 mitzvahs except for Tefillin. Now, unfortunately, on the page itself, a little bit of a mix-up of the typos in the Baal HaMor. Those who got the updated version of the Baal HaMor, hopefully made it to everybody. Okay. So, what the Baal HaMor then goes on, proceeds to explain why the Gemara Menachos is irrelevant to our discussion. So, we have to first, just, not that we want to be patra ourselves to the Baal HaMor, but we want to understand why the Baal HaMor didn't come to Shia today, why the discussion of the Gemara Menachos is irrelevant to Maseches Pesachim, and then after we see why we reject the Baal HaMor, why the Rosh can begin the discussion of Menachos properly. So we're going to spend a little bit of time just understanding why it's not relevant, and then we'll come back to why it is relevant. Comes the Baal HaMor and says, there are two halachas that appear in Maseches Menachos and Sugya of Tefillin. One is, you're not allowed to do it. The guy who talks between Shaya and Shirosh did a terrible aveira. And number two, if you did talk, you have to add on another bracha. How do we understand these two halachas, says the Baal HaMor? Says the Baal HaMor, the issur to talk and the requirement of making a new bracha, catch this one, Rabbi Say, has nothing to do with Hilchos Brachos. It is not Hilchos Brachos HaMitzvahs that is the engine that is driving the prohibition to talk, nor Hilchos Brachos HaMitzvahs that is driving the requirement for an additional bracha. The source for the issur to talk and the corollary of if you spoke, you have to make another bracha is not emanating from Hilchos Brachos. Where is it emanating from? What's the rationale for the issur to talk? What did the Baal HaMor say in the amended Baal HaMor? What does he say? Hilchos Tefillin dictates that you're not allowed to talk. How does Hilchos Tefillin dictate you're not allowed to talk? What's the in the Chumash not allowed to talk? Says the Baal HaMor in a startling interpretation. It's a Shavu D'Oraisa. If you talked between the Shayar and Sharosh, you did a terrible Aveira on the level of D'Oraisa. You know what you did? You were Mevatel a certain dimension of the Mitzvah of Tefillin. What is the dimension of Mevatel? We usually think, I put on my Tul Shayad, I put on Tul Shirosh, I got credit for 2 mitzvahs, I'm good to go. No. Shayad and Shirosh are a unit. And that's a deraistic concept. How do I know that? When the Torah presents the 2 mitzvahs, Shayad and Shirosh, it's not just, gee, by golly, coincidentally, they're both black boxes with 4 parshas in them with straps. Gee, 2 different mitzvahs just happen to look alike. No. It's 1 mitzvah. I don't care whether it's 1 mitzvah, 2 mitzvahs for the minyan mitzvahs. I'm not learning minyan mitzvahs right now. They're a unit. And the halacha dictates that you have to have a tziruf. You have to have a shaychus to one or the other. You can't put on a shayad now and then put in shorosh an hour and a half later. You have to put on a shayad and lead immediately into shorosh. That's it of a vayachas to kulon. So what is going to shter, what's going to disrupt the Havai Achas Lekuna, love of Deraisa? What constitutes a lack of Havai Achas Lekuna? What will create a problem that will be a violation of that did that Kim Havai Achas Lekuna? says the Balmor Dibur between them. If you put on the Shalyad and then you immediately follow Usharosh, du bist Makayim Zayin, you're Makayim V'Hayavayachas Dekula. But if you put on the Shalyad and then you shmooze to the guy about the ball game, and then you put on the Shalyad 20 minutes later, you were Yaitzit Tzvon Shalyad, you were Yaitzit Tzvon Shalyad. But you weren't Yaitzit, that didn't derise V'Hayachas Dekula. And that's your Aveira. And for that Aveira, you get a free pass off the front lines. Because you should be very nervous. You should be chayzim b'tshuva. You should be klapan al chayt right now. Me'isha yorav rechaleva for the terrible aver that I did, that I lost out, that kiyum derayis if I achas the kum. That's how the Balamor sizes up the isser of talking between Shayyad and Shorosh. Then the Balamor goes one step further and he says, so why is it that we find the halacha that if you talked, you have to make a new bracha? Why? My honey want a new bracha. If you're going to tell me that the isser of talking is because somehow your bracha got lost, the bracha was this batla, and the bracha can't relate to the shorosh, it's a din for nuchas brachas, so then I understand, you make a new bracha to solve that problem. But says the Baal Moses, I just got finished explaining to you, that the isser of talk is not your nuchas brachas. The isser of talk is not dictated by the rules of nuchas brachas, it's dictated by the mitzvah derayis of avayachas to kulam. How in the world does making a new bracha solve the problem? How is that going to correct the problem? What are you gaining by making a new baracha? Says the Balmor, I'll tell you what you're gaining. A phenomenal thing. When you make a new baracha, what you're really doing is, you're starting over again. You put on the shayad, and you spoke. So don't put the shorosh on now, because if you put on the shorosh, you're going to blow that ability to fulfill baracha sekula. So you know what we tell you to do? Who knows what the Balmor says? What do we tell you to do? There's only one way to rectify the Havai Achas Dekulam Chisaron. What is that? Take your Shalyad off, wrap it up again, and start all over again. Well, that's a pain in the neck. As it is, the Tzibah's up to Baruch Amar already. As it is, I came to Rabbi Shmuel, I missed the first 3 minutes of Davening. Come on, we're going to start over again. I'll make Asherei B'Koshi. So Chazal came up with a great idea. We're going to give you a way to rectify Havai Achas Dekulam without literally taking your tefillin off again. You don't have to mamish take them off. You know what you have to do is, you know, loosen them up a little bit, juggle them around a little bit, play around a little bit, take them a little bit, chutzim chaimam, and start over again. Well, wait a second. If you juggle them around, you move them around, and you're starting over again, what do you have to do again? You have to get another bracha. The new bracha that you're making, is that a bracha going on the shorosh? No. What's the purpose? What is it going to say? Sach betul tul chayzim mevarich. Why are you chayzim mevarech? You chayzim mevarech on the shoyad again, which is tantamount to saying you're putting on the shoyad again. So when Chazal said chayzim mevarech, they didn't mean to say gevalt, your bracha on the shoyad got lost in the shorosh, and now the shorosh requires a new bracha. The shorosh doesn't require a new bracha. The shoyad requires a new bracha because we're forcing you to take the shoyad off, in effect. At least symbolically take it off, recite a new bracha on it, and give it the opportunity to be mekayim the din of Havai Achas Dekulam. So according to the Balamor, there are two halachas that are playing out here. There's the issur to speak, and then there's the reciting of the bracha. The reciting of the new bracha is neveya for the issur to speak. The sunya begins with the issur to speak. Havai Achas Dekulam dictates us that issur derayis issur to speak, to be mafsi between the two. Once the halacha requires of you, to once the halacha declares that you did something wrong and we're going to force you to rectify it, the only method of rectification is through reciting another bracha, which is in effect taking off the shalyad. According to the Balamor, it should be intuitively obvious that anybody who dares invoke this Gemara about any other mitzvahs, what are the other mitzvahs, the B'dikas Chametz, the other mitzvah Sukkah, what are the other mitzvah, is Tkiyas Shofar, any mention whatsoever of this Gemara Menachos outside of Tefillin is absurd according to the Balamor. Because the Isser was a Tefillinic Isser. It didn't prop the Nuchzor, none do Nuchz Brechas HaMitzvahs. So this Gemara is irrelevant outside of the locality of Nuchz Tefillin. And therefore, to begin to discuss an Isser in other mitzvahs is ridiculous. And to discuss a Bracha in other mitzvahs is going ridiculous. Because even in Nuchz Tefillin, the Bracha wasn't there outside Nuchz Brechas HaMitzvahs. They didn't prop the Nuchz Tefillin. So therefore, according to the Balmo, she is over today. Balmor didn't come to Shia, didn't go on Zoom. It's not relevant. The whole discussion is not relevant. We're learning Pesach, we're not learning Menachos. Yeah.
Or
There's a din deraisa of hoyl chol yosa yodcha havay achas to kulam. So steht in Balmon. I don't know. It's not relevant. But it's not relevant. The Torah only says b'hoyla also yodcha b'tvil. It doesn't say that the whole kishef has to be a unit. It doesn't say the whole b'tikas chometz has to be a unit. It doesn't say the whole yeshiva sukkah has to be a unit. It says b'hoyla also yodcha, the tvil has to be a unit. You want to tell me a pilpul, but the tvil is one mitzvah, two mitzvahs, and a minyan mitzvahs, whatever you want. And it doesn't interest. Right? Right. You have no choice. What are you going to do? You have no choice. You have a mitzvah that rises in front of halachas. You've got to solve the problem. You can't let it go forward. So the only way to do is take that tefillin. Yeah, why wasn't really bracha batola? You were yaitzei tefillin for those 30 seconds. It wasn't a bracha batola. But you were yaitzei tefillin shayad. If you would just make a bracha, put a tefillin shayad, take it off, it's not a bracha batola. But Rabbi said, yeah. You're making another lahandiyach, and then you can make it on mitzvah on Sharosh, because the Baal Mohar told you always make it on mitzvah on the Rosh. But Rabbi say the Rosh obviously didn't go beat Mr. Baal Mohar for the fact that the Rosh invokes the Sugya Menachas, discusses the Sugya Menachas, entertains the possibility of the Sugya Menachas being relevant in Pedigas Chometz. Obviously he's rejecting the Baal Mohar. So what is the relevance or lack thereof? So we find within the Shitas HaRosh, within the discussion of the Gemara Menachas, three possibilities, and the Rosh makes reference to all three of them. The Rosh starts off by saying, there are some who say that the Baidik and the Milk Dizam should not talk. Coming right out of the Gemara, Aver Hibi Yadai, Sach Mitzvila, Tzvila Aver Hibi Yadai, so Yesh Abim She'en Lebedek Ladaba Shikun Rabbi Bedika. That's day number one. V'yesh Mosifin Oid Yaiser, the Oimrim, from the fact that the Rosh presents Yesh Mosifin Oid, it sounds like the first day it did not go this far. The first day I said there's an Isra talk here, Abra Chiyav 2 recited by the Bracha Nisht. It's only the Yesh Oimer Mosifin Oid that even if you talk, then you have to rectify by making another Bracha. Shimsach Mitvam de Alma Shalom Ein Abdika Shach Lach Zavarech. And then the Rosh makes the third opinion known, which is his personal opinion, the Choza Ein Nirali. He says the whole thing is not true. Nish the first day and Nish the second day. You don't make another bracha if you spoke, and guess what? There's nothing wrong with speaking either. So we have all three logical possibilities about assuming that we can discuss the Gemara Menachas. Going to the Balmor, we can't even discuss it. It's nothing to do with anything. But the Rosh is willing to accept the discussion, and he tells you there are three possible applications of the Gemara Menachas. Either you say that the Sach in the middle of B'dikas Chometz is identical to Menachas, that there's an Issur talk and a consequence of another bracha. Or you say it's similar vis-a-vis the Issur of talking, but not vis-a-vis the reciting another bracha afterwards. Or you say b'chol ze ein yirali, that's not dubi b'chol, not because the Baal Mohar is not dubi, it's just not dubi, it's just not the same. Neither of the two halachas of Menachas carry over to B'dikas Chometz. So you have three logical possibilities. And everybody say, what's the Nekudas HaMachloikis to the three logical possibilities within the non-Baal Mohar world? Should we apply the Gemara Menachas to Gamrei? Should we apply it partially? Or should we negate it entirely? What's really going on? So everybody's saying, we have to ask ourselves, what is the nature of this halacha, not in the world of Baal Mohar, that I spoke between the two tefillins? Chatasi Abisi Peshati, I have to make another bracha. What's Peshat? Well, does anyone know why there's a lot of background noise here? Is there like a funny noise here? No, you're here.
Oh, it's... It's just the laptop.
Okay.
It's the fan.
What?
It's the fan of the lap.
Oh, okay. Rabbi say, in the world outside of the Balamor, what could possibly be the rationale to make you make another bracha? I made a bracha l'aniach tefillin already. And the bracha l'aniach tefillin is relating to the Shorosh. Some Rishonim say it's relating to such an extent that I don't even need to make an amitzas tefillin if I didn't speak. Other Rishonim say that I have to make an amitzas tefillin all the time, but everyone agrees that l'aniach has some shaychus to the Shorosh. So what happened between, why did talking break up that tziruf? So the answer is exactly for that very reason. That a bracha has to relate to the mitzvah. So if there's a dibor, if there's a sicha between the original bracha and the sharosh, so the dibor doesn't relate to the mitzvah of the sharosh anymore. So now the sharosh is still requiring a bracha. So it's got to get another bracha. So according to some Rishonim, it's got to get a nachal haniach within our mitzvahs. And other Rishonim say, it just needs an our mitzvahs. That's a detail. But kliyama l'pligi, that if I'm sachman, tvila tvila, so my sharosh is missing something. It's lacking something. And therefore, I have to recite another bracha, leis brayer. Does that model make sense in the realm of b'dikas chametz or not? So one extreme view, that's the yesh masif of the oimer, the middle view of the Rosh, it says, yeah, the model is perfect. It's exact parallel to B'dikas Chometz. Because when I do B'dikas Chometz, so my bracha has to relate to B'dikas Chometz. And any part of B'dikas Chometz that's being done after my sicha does not relate anymore. There's no tziruf anymore to the bracha. So in effect, I'm doing B'dikas Chometz without a bracha, and that's a problem. But it's actually a baruch. So some Rishonim said it's a perfect picture, it's a perfect identical picture. Just as in Hilchos Tefillin, Chazal teaches the Menachos of Lamed Vav, that Sicha breaks up the continuity between the Bracha and the Mitzvah, so too, Sicha breaks up the continuity between the Bracha and the Seifa Bedika, and that's a problem. I know exactly what Mr. Alt is going to tell me, but I'll let you tell me anyway. I think you're going to tell me. It's so convincing what the Rosh just said, what this Svar just said. So why does nobody else buy into it? So the Chayra, the answer is Poshut. That there's a huge difference between what's happening in Benach, what's happening in Pesach for the following reason. And it's hard and soul to film the two different mitzvahs. I mean, again, whether you think for minyan mitzvah's purposes they count as one or not, it doesn't matter. Everybody agrees, tachlis, push comes to shove, tefillah shayad in makev shorosh and vice versa. You can be yaitzei shayad without rosh, you can be yaitzei rosh without shayad. Nobody argues with that. It's a Mishnah Menachos. If that's the case, one could argue, b'meh d'var mamurim, that if I recite a bracha, and then I talk, so the mitzvah isn't covered by that bracha, that's because the mitzvah didn't start yet. Everybody agrees, if I make a bracha now, say I make a bracha with Shmuch or Shofar, and then I talk, of course I have to make another bracha. That's the pasha. No one argues with that. But there's a hefzik between the bracha and the tchilas mitzvah. So the bracha wasn't chal yet on anything. So bishlom alagabe the tefillin show rosh, which hasn't started yet, and it's tona bracha, and I spoke between the shayan and the shorosh, that's like talking between the shmoko shofar and blowing the shofar. That's like talking between achilas matzah and eating the first bite. So klapin the shorosh, which is a separate independent mitzvah, the kliyam, it's in the bed, harayatham ha'akev. How in the world is a bracha that didn't even begin to relate to the mitzvah going to relate to the mitzvah? So that's why you have to repeat the bracha. But by B'dikas Chometz, I started the mitzvah. It's true I didn't finish the mitzvah, but the bracha was taifes. The bracha got held on to something. So vishteit, where is there a precedent that the bracha has to relate to the entire mitzvah? I don't know that. It doesn't say that anywhere. So that's goof of the machlokes in the Rishonim. That's why the Yesh Masif and the Oimrim, that middle ground of the Rosh that went so far, the Shita to the furthest extreme, the middle Shita in the Rosh that said that if you spoke, you have to mamash start all over, you start to make a new bracha b'dikas chometz. That Shita is very, very controversial, very questionable. The Rosh didn't think it was right, And the first opinion didn't think was right. To say that you have to make another bracha because tefillin you have to make another bracha is an unbelievable sfar l'chalik. By tefillin, the reason you have to make another bracha is because the bracha wasn't even taifes b'chalal on the show rosh, because it's a separate independent mitzvah. Masha'ikim, everything is chobitz, the bracha already got started. Is that what you're going to say, Mr. Alter? You're going to say, kind of. Good enough, close enough. Okay, good enough. So Rabbi Sai, at least we understand in the Kudus and Machlekes between the extreme view of the Rosh and everybody who argues with the extreme view of the Rosh. There's a tremendous Svar L'chalek between Tefillin and B'dikas Chometz, not because of Balmor is legamri a different role, he's not even on chair today, but within those who are talking the lingo, the Nusach, the Gemara Menaches, it's still tremendous chiluk. But L'chor, you see from the first day in the Rosh, that even though the first day did not go so far as to say you have to make another bracha, the first day did say, what are you not allowed to do? You're not allowed to talk. Why is that? Why are you not allowed to talk? And why does the Rosh think, no, you're allowed to talk? So now we have three different possibilities within the Rosh. We have Shita number two, which said that B'dikas Chometz is mamish, the exact same, it's a replica of Tefillin. You have to make another bracha, you know how to talk, it's mamish to say. And then you have Shita 1 and 3 that are saying it's not exactly the same, but Shita number 1 is saying it's partially the same, vis-a-vis the Yisr, Sicha does exist. Whereas the Rosh is saying it's not, B'chlal, no Shaykhus at all. What's going on here, Baisen? So there seems to be a major machlokes in Rishayim, going back to the Gevurah Maseches Menachos, how to understand the two statements of Chazal. On the one hand, Chazal say, if you talk, you have to make another bracha. And Chazal say, Gaval, Tana, Tenevera, Chayzim, Rechem, Elchama. You didn't miss him. Yesh Lach, or Rabbi say, how to understand the relationship, a lack thereof between those two parts of the sugya. On the one hand, there's the nisr to talk. And on the other hand, there are consequences of talking. Yesh Lach, are these two separate statements governed by two different rules? Being charged with two different engines? There's an Issa for some reason, some deep dark secret, there's a reason you're not allowed to talk. And then there happens to be another din that if you spoke, you got to start over again, make another bracha. Is that the pshat? Or one of these dinim is the gerim of the other of the two dinim. What would that mean? One is gerim of the other. What do the words mean? One is gerim of the other. So the choru, one can understand as follows. That there is a din in Nuchas Pechsa Mitzvahs. A bracha has to relate to the mitzvah. And therefore, by talking, you force that bracha not to relate to Sharosh, which is forcing you to do what? What is that forcing you to do? Because you spoke, what did you just end up forcing yourself to do? Make another bracha. So you just created a scenario that caused, in a sense, an unnecessary bracha to be recited. A superfluous bracha. I can't say it's a bracha of a tola, but it's, I mean, call it a bracha etzricha. What should have happened is, you should have made X amount of brachas, whether one or two, depending on what you think about how many brachas you make in tefillah in general. And because you spoke, you have to make X plus one. So you brought, your action, your diba, your shmoozing brought about an unnecessary bracha. It could be that's the avera, it should be other. You made a bracha etzricha. So there is a relationship between the two sugyas, the two halves of the sugya. The main part, that the engine that's driving everything is because Hilchos Pirchas HaMitzvahs dictates that the bracha has to relate to the entire mitzvah. And when it's not related to the Sharosh, so therefore the halacha dictates you have to make another bracha. It's that recitation of another bracha that's the gevald gaver, it's a terrible avera. And al zeh nemar chayz merechem elchama. Vaistos, if that's the case, that there's nothing intrinsically wrong about talking between Shayyad and Sharosh. What's wrong is the creation of a bracha Shein Etzricha. What if there's no requirement to recite that second bracha? What if you have a scenario where there is no halacha that dictates you have to make another bracha? Such as where, according to the Rosh? What is the Rosh Shita? What does the Rosh hold himself? Shita number three? You don't have to make another bracha because the chiluk is so obvious, because Tefillin Sharosh is a separate mitzvah, therefore the bracha didn't relate to it. Because Chometz, the mitzvah, the bracha already started, so it doesn't have to relate to the entirety of the mitzvah. So since the Rosh is so pshitalei that you don't have to make another bracha, what else is pshitalei to the Rosh? if you don't have to make another bracha, then there was nothing wrong with what you just did, because you weren't getting a bracha shen tzricha, but there ain't no bracha shen tzricha. So this seems to be clear, the Shittas HaRosh. So the Rosh personally, option number three, which is his, the other two Shittas he rejects, he starts out by saying that first he's being down on the issue, do you have to make another bracha now? He thinks no. It's not the same as Tefillin. Tefillin is two different mitzvahs, therefore the bracha didn't relate to Shirosh, therefore you have another bracha to make. Because Chametz, that whole model doesn't start. Once the Rosh has proven that you don't have to make a second bracha, then he's free to say there's nothing wrong. We're talking. Because there is no independent Isra of talking. So the real Pelor of Isai is not on the second sheet. The second sheet holds Tefillin and B'dikas Chametz are identical. The Pelor is not on the Rosh himself, sheet number three, that Tefillin and B'dikas Chametz are totally different, and therefore no requirement of bracha, and therefore b'mei l'karolari no Isser. Who's the real Pelor on, Rabbi Isai? Two and three are good. Who's the Pelor on? Number one. What does sheet number one say? What did the first Dan Derar say? Yeshem she'ein l'banach l'daber. You shouldn't talk. They didn't say a word about making another bracha. It was only the Yesh Basif and Ayd Yesev Eimer. It was the second sheet that said you have to make another bracha. But the first one said, no, the Rosh is right. Sheet number three is right. You don't have to make another bracha. V'yach ha'bichein, it's also the talk. That's what sheet number one is saying. What is sheet number one learning in the Chakir, the relationship between the two Isurim? What is it? No? What is it? There's something independently wrong with talking between the Shayyah and Shirosh, not just because you can make another bracha. That's also true. But that's not the Aver Hibiyadai. There's something profoundly wrong and usur about talking in between Shayyah and Shirosh. And that isur carries over to talking in the Rukhdikas Chametz as well. And even though it's not going to make the slightest bit of difference down the line if you spoke about making another bracha, because sheet number one holds that the Rosh is right, that Tefillin and B'dikah are different in that respect, but there is still an independent Isser that cannot be violated. What is that independent Isser? What's the Isser? What? Not a chance, the Balamor. If it's the Balamor, what does that have to do with B'dikas Chametz? What is the independent sir? Yeah, it's a bizarre mitzvah. It's a zilzul mitzvah. You're in the middle of doing the mitzvah of Baruch Hashem and you're shmuzing? That's not right. It's like Muvan Me'ilav. I don't need the Gemara to explain that to you. It's Pashut. So now, assuming that's the Yisr of Benach HaSlaf Lamedvav, do you think that Yisr should carry over from Tefillin to B'dikas Chametz? What do you think? I think Kavah Chaymet should carry over. Why? What? No, well, it's definitely a mitzvah. The Rosh is telling you it's definitely a mitzvah. So once I've just identified a new reason for Nisr, nothing to do with Nisr Brach Shea Tricha, there's an independent Nisr called talking in the middle of doing a mitzvah. Do you think that Nisr should extrapolate over to B'dikas Chametz or not? Who wants to tell me? Not only do I think it should, but I think it's a what? It's Kavachomer. What's Kavachomer? Madach Shoyad and Shorosh, which are really two different mitzvahs. And still, because they're too close for comfort, yet not allowed to talk between them, I'm good about one. So, B'dikas Chametz is the same mitzvah. It's a bigger bizoyness. That's like saying, you know, I shouldn't talk to Matzah and Mor. Forget about the Karich Pam. Forget about the Alachil's Matzah Karich. Forget about that. Matzah and Mor are two different mitzvahs, so why is there also a talk between them? Let's say I'm going to shake my lube in the morning, then I'm going to eat breakfast in the sukkah. So they're two different mitzvahs. So why is there anything to talk between them? So the Teretz is Tefillin are close enough to being one mitzvah to be a zilzul in the mitzvah. It's a kal v'chaim, because Chometz is the same mitzvah. So Rabbi said, what's going on here in between the lines is that we have three different sheetahs in the Rosh. Sheetah number one, sheetah number two, sheetah number three. And there are two variables here that are creating the two different sheetahs. One variable is, do you think there's a chayves bracha that was just created by talking? So, two out of the three opinions in the Rosh, number one and number three, say no, there's no chayves bracha. Why? We only have a precedent for a chayves bracha by Shorosh, because Shorosh is a separate mitzvah, and is a separate mitzvah, it loses its tiruf to the bracha. But that svar doesn't carry over to b'dikas chametz. B'dikas chametz, the bracha was chal and in b'chilas of b'dikas. What's the difference whether it's chal and the whole b'dikas? So that variable of, do we compare b'dikas to tefillin vis-a-vis a new bracha? Shita number one and shita number three are on the same team. And shita number two is in its own world. The second variable is, zol zayin, that shita number one and shita number three agree that there's no new bracha, but now they're having a further machlokes, is there anything usher about what you just did? So that gufa depends on how to understand the relationship between the isur l'hafsik and the chayvah to make a new bracha. According to shita number one, those two things are not totally zeh b'zeh. They're two separate halachas. One halacha taka doesn't carry over to tefillin, from tefillin to bedikah, and one does. And according to the Rosh, there is no independent. There never was an independent isur. The isur is to be gerim, the brachah and tricha, which doesn't apply to bedikah chametz and mamil. There's no isur. So everyone chapter, one saw the three shitas in the Rosh, everyone understood the two variables, all pashat, right? Just to make sense of the three different possibilities, b'shitas and Rosh. Just parenthetically, this chakira that we just threw around, how to understand the two lines of Menachas, is the chayvas new bracha and the issa sicha, toli zebezeh, are they independent? There are two other ways in Rishonim, not in the Rosh, to understand the relationship between those two dinim. The Rosh personally holds that the two dinim are toli zebezeh, in that there is no independent isser. The isser is neveya from the requirement to recite a new bracha. It's a bracha tzricha. There are two other ways of learning the relationship. Anyone notice? Rashi in Menachas has an entire opposite understanding of the relationship. Everyone knows the Rashi. Rashi says, "Sach ben tvila tvila." The end of the second line. V'lo birich asharosh ala samach abracha v'sheina aver hibi adai. What did Rashi say? What did Rashi say? Rashi says the din starts with, if you talk to Tinshayah and Shirosh, you have to make a new bracha on the Shirosh. And what's the Avera? That you didn't make the new bracha. You forgot the Gemara Menachas Amud Vav. You forgot to make the new bracha. And therefore, Goy Milsa, you mevata birchas mitzvahs. You put on Shirosh without a bracha. I mean, you yaitzei Shirosh, but you blew it, man. And chayitel b'yachem l'chom. Vayistos, according to Rashi, if you do what you were supposed to do after you talked, and you made the new bracha, so then we'll sign you up for the Marines. You can go out in the front line of the battle. So that's different from what we said. We said that the Aveira is neveya from the chayitel bracha, in the sense that now Nebuch, you put yourself into a situation that you can't avoid, you have to make a new bracha, that's the bracha shantricha. We slap with the yisur bracha shantricha, we take your ptur from the army, says on it, you know why you're not mitkayes? Because you're a bracha shantricha man. According to Rashi, what does your ptur from the army say? You're a guy who doesn't make brachas when you're supposed to. So Beimafi Rashi, Beimafi, what we're suggesting, the two dinma toli zevizeh, there is no independent isser of forcing you to go back to the army. There's no zils, there is no din of zils of a mitzvah. That's not the engineer driving the sugya. The isser is neveya from the chavis bracha. According to Rashi, it's neveya from the fact that you didn't do what you're supposed to do. And according to other sharim, it's because you ended up doing more than you were supposed to do. And you got yourself slapped with the bracha tzricha. But both of those rishonim agree that the isser ledaber is a direct result of the chavis bracha. Any other Rishon we know who also connects the two sugyas, but in a legamri different way? Now you can bring it back to Shia for today. Who also learns that one is neveh from the other, but in the exact opposite direction? The Isra is not neveh for the Chivis Bracha. What's the other way around? Chivis Bracha is neveh from the Isra. What does that mean? Who says that? That's the Balamor. Balamor says there's an independent issur to talk between Shayana Shemrosh because the Bahayli also Yarcha, nothing to do with any other mitzvah. Ain't lanu shum mitzvah kayetiba. There's an issur gomin atar to talk. Once there's an issur to talk, then we got to figure out how to rectify that issur. The only thing we can do is start filling all over again. Oh, you make a new bracha. Take out shayyad and make a new bracha on it. So if you notice, the Baal HaMor also has the relationship between the two, but legamri, a different direction. The relationship is a different direction. So we have four biurim in Rishonim as to what the relationship or lack thereof is between the two sugyas. One is the aver should be other. One is you have to make a new bracha. So according to the Baal HaMor's extreme view, the sugya begins with an issur daver, and memela to correct that. That forces us to make a new bracha. You have one opinion in Rishonim, Rashi, who says that the sugya begins with a chayves new bracha, and memela the aver is you didn't make the new bracha. Well, you have another possibility in Rishonim that there's a chayves new bracha, and you're creating of that chavis du bracha, which is forcing you now to make a bracha shayatricha, that's the aveira. Then you have the Rush personally, who also goes along those lines. We have the Rush who's referencing other Rishonim, who are saying that the Isser may be independent. The Isser has nothing to do with the chavis bracha. There's a stop independent Isser to talk between Shayyad and Shayrosh. Nothing to do with the mitzvahs, nothing to do with Baal HaMor, nothing to do with anything. There's an Isser to talk in the middle of mitzvahs. And that's the first day in the Rosh. And there's an Issa to talk about the mitzvahs, then that Issa carries over Kalachayim too. When it's a mitzvah achas, the zichret, it carries over. So, we've got a lot of sheetahs flying around here. We got five different sheetahs flying around, and how to understand the Gemara Menachos, how the Gemara Menachos impacts on our sugya. You got Rashi, the Baal HaMor, you got the first day in the Rosh, second day in the Rosh, and the Rosh himself. Okay, everyone chapped, everyone read it, everyone saw. Five different possibilities. So Rabbi say, this shaila, is there an independent iser of talking in the middle of mitzvahs, or is it just as a response to the chovas of a new bracha? Was the issue at hand in the famous psach and the riff in Maseches Rosh Hashanah? Famous discussion, the riff in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Comes the riff, and he quotes you a discussion that took place in one of the yeshivas in Bavel. Shol mekamer resh mesifta. Sifta means the yeshiva, so the resh mesifta was one of the yeshivas. He used to call him the resh mesifta. Shol mekamer resh mesifta, Maramachal number 13. Hamavarech yom resh Hashanah tkiya shayfa, pasa sefer Torah, if the laning's over, so we make a bracha on the Tkiyah Shofar. And we blew whatever we blew. V'yisiach. And then the guy starts to shmooze. The Batakiyah starts to talk. So, levarach al atkiyah shall say the bracha saloi. Is it necessary for him to make another bracha when he gets to the blowing of say the brachas? He's going to blow by Malchias an hour from now, after a long hinani, and a few beginning Shemoneh Esrei. Eventually, he's going to blow Shofar again. Is it necessary for him to recite another bracha, or is the original bracha intact? So Zakta Resh Mesifta Vahadluhu, Azoy responds from the Resh Mesifta, Hachin Kachozu Rabbanon, the meaning is that the Rabbanim in the yeshivas, Shegayrin Bezesh Yisach, Atzlo Yitzkal Seh Debrachas. If we see a guy about to talk, we'll stop him. We'll say, don't talk. The universal language in Klal Yisrael. That's what you do between Tils Yadayim and Hamotzi. That's what you do in the middle of Tkiyah Shofar. Right? That's just the way we grunt to each other. So, Kachazer Rabban and Shigar Bezesh Zachlis, you shouldn't talk. Aber Lachzer the Vorech, Zok the Riff, the name of Resh Mesifta, in a Chazer, for Lo Dam Yahalat Film. Don't tell me a story that if you have to be Chazer, Mevarech HaShorosh, if you have to be Chazer, Mevarech HaTkiyah Shofar. The Yomer of Chizda Sachben Shtila Tfila. Why? What's the difference? Why is it by Tefillin Shorosh you have to recite another bracha and by Tkiyah Shofar not? Zok there Resh Mesifta in Babel, we put ourselves back in Babylonia in the 800s. The Hanash Te Mitzvahs Dinu. Tefillin are two different mitzvahs. And therefore what? Therefore it's two mitzvahs. And therefore what? Therefore your bracha was in Taifis, you have to the Shorosh. That's like talking between Alchis Matzah and you take the first bite. So vis-a-vis the Shorosh, your bracha was in Chal. So of course you have to make another bracha. But it keeps on going, keeps on going, keeps on going, keeps on going. It says, but this has nothing to do with Hills. But now the rush continues. Three lines to the bottom. So even though it's clear that you don't have to make another bracha, you shouldn't talk. But why? You're not making another bracha. In that one line, what did the Rashi say to just negate automatically? Who do you just bump out? Any Rishon that says that the Isser is Neveya from the Chavis Bracha, he just rejected that. Because he just said, even though there is no Chavis Bracha, because it's one mitzvah, so the Bracha was very taifis, there's no need to repeat the Bracha. Afa b'chein kosh l'asiyach. Still also in the sign, Yisach ben Trul Tzul Avei B'yad, L'asiyach l'chaz l'merach ha'melchama. And now what does the Rif say? Not only is it clear that it's comparable to Tefillin, it's worse than Tefillin. So Rabbi Sai, who is this Reish B'Sifta? I don't know who he was by name, but his Shita, we already know. Which Shita in the Rosh is the Reish B'Sifta? Number one. You're not allowed to do it because there's an independent Isser. But if you did it, Nishkeferlach, because it's Mitzvah Achasi. That is Mamash. This is Mamash, Shita number one. What is startling, and I don't know the answer to this, is that the Rosh in Maseches Rosh Hashanah quotes the view of the Reish B'Sifta. He quotes the Rif verbatim, and he seems to subscribe to this sheet of the Reish B'Sifta, which the Rif Paskin's like. And I have no idea how the Rosh could do that in light of what he writes in Maseches Pesach. No idea. It's talking about. According to the Lamedus of the Rosh and Pesachim, that there is no independent Isser to talk in the middle of the mitzvah, why can't you talk with the Kirsten Mulshah, with the Kirsten Mulman? I have no idea why. So I have no idea why. The Rosh says, but B'dikas Chametz, don't talk while you're doing the B'dika. That's for a different reason, because you're going to distract, you have to do the mitzvah properly. That's not a topic. The Rosh says, when you ask me a Shaila, you're in the middle of doing B'dikas Chametz, and then you're walking from room to room. So the Rosh would say, pick up, take your phone call right now. There's nothing wrong. And yet for some deep, dark secret, the Rosh in Rosh Hashanah quotes the Reish B'Sifta. I don't know. Rosh Hashanah got to be firmer than you want Pesach? I don't know. I'm not sure why. That's why whenever I make that announcement on Rosh Hashanah, nobody's allowed to talk from now until the moment of truth of the last kiyas at the end of Musaf. You know, I say it with a half-heartedly, that announcement. I mean, I try to make it seriously, because otherwise they'll listen to me. But I don't really, I'm not sure I really believe it. I'm not sure the Rosh believed it. We make it anyway. So as a Shulchan Aruch, you tell people not to talk. Gur and Biyad, you're not supposed to talk. Not about the Kiyah, but all the Shalom also, because the wall smach is bracha. So if they talk, so they're violating that Isser, somehow talking in the middle of a mitzvah. So Rabbi Sai, who is the biggest anti this Reish B'Siftah's Pesach? Who is the Rishon that says that it's a terrible aveira what you're doing? Keferlach. Who's the one who's anti this Pesach besides the Rosh and Pesachim? Who in Rosh Hashanah also takes on the Reish B'Siftah head on? Who? The Ran. And listen to the way the Ram presents his refutation of the Reish B'Sifta. Take a look at the back page. Also, Ligrom Shehei Brachim Ma'aviv Brachos. U'mishum Hachi Sachman Tfil Tfil Averi Biyado. He says exactly what we said, like what we put into the Das Rosh and Pesachim. There is no independent Isser. It's only because you're Gurim Brach Shetricha. Vice Tosh and Gurim. There's nothing wrong. Aval Kan. This is the Ram by Rosh Hashanah with Kishayfer. Everything the Ram said with Kishayfer, the Rosh said by Pesachim. Aval Khan came and she ain't a gurim bracha. Lami ay osur. Hare lo shamanu bishubaka. Shemi shabirach la mitzvah. His kush lay rush la dava. She yigmu. And for the ironic twist, Iran's going to prove to you beyond the shadow of a doubt there is no issur. Never was, never is, never will be an issur to talk in the middle of a mitzvah. For Otto Misha, you ask him the chemtik from also lola daba shigmar biurai. Would anybody say such a wild thing? Excuse me, somebody does say it. Who was it? Who's the one who said that it's also to talk? Yeah, no, it is also to talk. Who's that? They're number one in the Rosh and Bidikas Chometz. So the Ran's bring a raya from Bidikas Chometz to Shofar. They're making the complete circuit. The Ran's saying, Lo Yitochen, nobody in the wildest dreams would say it's also to talk about Bidikas Chometz. It's crazy. I can't say such a thing. So if it's crazy that it's not also there, how can it be also with Shofar? The Ran, in a certain sense, is critiquing who? He lived after him, but who's he really critiquing? He's really critiquing the Rosh, in a sense. By saying, you, the Rosh, he's not talking to the Rosh proper, but he's saying, according to that view, the Rosh, of course you're allowed to talk to the Lubdik is Chometz, so why should it be more Rosh by Tekir Shaifa? But now the Ran's going to disprove that entire theory of Shita number one, the Rosh. He's going to show you lock, stock, about there's no issue. Says, Im Kein, Bavin Neymar, if you're right, that there's an independence, there's nothing to do with Rosh and Tzricha, nothing to do with Balamor, nothing to do with any of you. There's an independent issue to talk in the middle of doing a mitzvah. You're not allowed to talk in the middle of your meal? V'leisa. Well, if you can't eat in the middle of just as you're allowed to talk in the middle of eating your pizza, you're allowed to talk in the middle of blowing your shofar as well. And then the Ran, as the tzaddik that he is, U'mil ho b'nafa y'pumi d'resh b'sifta, Roy Shlay Da Ben Shlo Tzerich. Still, the Reish Besiftot Kezok Tazoy. So the Rabbanim used to be Goyer, Bevisha Medaber. Okay, we're not going to be less from there than the Reish Besiftot. We're also going to make, the Ran also made the announcement. You can imagine when the Ran got up in Spain to make this announcement, you can imagine how half-hearted, he was quarter-heartedly. He Bechlal didn't believe the announcement, but he made it anyway. Shlay Da Ben, Hov Enoch, and put with the Reish Besiftot. But he didn't really think it was true in his heart of hearts. So what was the Ran's dagger to the Shita? What was his absolute chayt layava to show you that this Shita is push it wrong? What was his raya? Lo shemana tevzeh miyom, you're not allowed to talk in the middle of a meal. That was his raya. Do we agree with the raya now? What was the Ran thinking, and why are we not convinced of the Ran's raya? The Ran's proving from the fact we're allowed to talk in the middle of a meal, nobody that we've ever seen says you can't talk in the middle of a meal. So the Ran's being a raya from Sudas from Birch Zenen to Birch Zemitzvahs. Do we think that's a good raya? How did we formulate this issur? Remember, the Rosh never told him what the issur was. The first sheet never said what the issur was. The Riff never really said what the issur was. What is the issur to talk in the middle of a mitzvah? What words did we use? Zilzul, bizayin, things like that. It's a tremendous bizayin to talk in the middle. Man, in the middle of Tekir Shofar, well, let's stop for a minute and talk about the weather. In the middle of Bidikas Chometz, let's stop for a little bit and talk about the Yankee game. That's a bizayin. I'm in the middle of my bagel. I can't schmooze about politics. Why not? It's a bizayin to the bagel. Is it a bizayin to the slice of pizza? It's a bizayin to the Birch HaMoitzin. Come on, give me a break. So what did the Ran think? What kind of kash was the Ran bringing? What kind of raya was the Ran bringing? So obviously the Ran learned pshat in the Reish Masifta differently than we learned pshat. He learned pshat differently in the first sheet in Rosh, which is the Reish Masifta in effect, differently than we did. What was the independent problem with talking? Not that it's going to require a second bracha. No, that far we're not going to go. Nobody says that except for the second day in the Rosh. What is the source? What is the reason for the independent issur of talking? L'chayr, there's a din that this event, this action I'm embarking upon, warrants a bracha. My meal warrants a bracha. My mitzvah warrants a bracha. Hilchos brachas dictates that the bracha should be taifes on the entirety of this event. Again, not b'diavad, chatchila. The correct surah of Hilchos Brachos is that the bracha should relate to the entire action. That's how the Ran learned pshat in the Reish Masifta. And therefore the Ran thought that the Reish B'Sifta was telling you a story that since the bracha is being taifes on the entire Tkiyah Shavu, the entire Tkiyah Shavu is the mitzvah. The Tkiyah Shavu, the Me'umad are also part of the mitzvah. Just as the Sharosh is part of the mitzvah's tefillin. So there's a din l'chadchila, nothing to do with requiring another bracha. That's not the topic. Requiring another bracha, tefillin parts ways from Shavu, even the Reish B'Sifta agreed to that. But vis-a-vis the yisrael l'chadchila, the din l'chiv l'chadchila, that the bracha should relate to the entire mitzvah. So the Ran's saying, wait a second, if that kind of halacha is true, that a bracha has to relate to the entire entity, so that should be the same for Birchas Hadeirin also. And that's ridiculous. That's an argument of absurdity. Right? Lo shemana dev zemen yoyelam, you can't talk about your pizza, you can't talk about your bagel. So zemen fendor for the fact that you're allowed to talk about your bagel, that there is no such halacha, therefore the Rif and the Reish B'Sifta are not right. To which the Rif and the Reish B'Sifta and the first day in the rush, who responds, no, you misunderstood us. It wasn't because a bracha has to relate to the whole thing. That's not true. The bracha has to relate to tchilas mitzvah. That's all it has to do. Nothing more, nothing less. There's a din al zilzul mitzvahs bizayin a mitzvah to talk in the middle of a mitzvah. Look, that's true for mitzvahs. Not true by bichsenen. So the Ran's refutation of the Reish B'Sifta, by extension, by the first day of the rush, which is identical to the Reish B'Sifta, the Ran was learning this in beer in this iser, which quite possibly wasn't what the Kavanah of the Reish B'Sifta on the first day in the rush was altogether. And therefore the Kash of Birch Tanen, the Birch Mitzvah, falls by the wayside. So Rabbi said, we have a lot of things flying around the sugya. This is the sugya that's not in the Gemara. It's not in that Gemara. It's really in Maseches Menachos. It's 3 days in the rush in our sugya. It all depends on those several variables about, do you have to make another bracha? Do you not have to make a bracha? And if you don't have to make another bracha, is there anything aser about talking? Is the iser that talking neveya from the bracha neveya from the iser, the independent? So you have 5 different possibilities, which translate to 3 different sheets of mice in Hilchos Brachos Chametz. So how do we paskin la halacha? How do we paskin? So lechora, we should paskin by Chametz, the same as we paskin by Shofar. That we're not going to make another bracha. If you talk to the middle of the Bdikas Chometz, as long as you started the Mi'u, you're not going to make another bracha. The same way if you talk when Kis, the Mi'ush of the Mu'u, you're not going to make another bracha. Should we tell you not to talk? Well, for the Russia's reason, you're going to get distracted. For sure you shouldn't be talking. Even without getting distracted, it's probably not such a good idea to talk. Hold enough in food, the Reish B'Sifta. So the same way that by Rosh Hashanah, we're a little bit careful, we try to be a little bit nizer in the Reish B'Sifta's Chomer, even though we're not quite sure we agreed it. The Ran thought it was legamri wrong. The Rosh himself, from Sochem, basically holds it wrong. But the Rosh quotes it, and the Ran also turns around and says to be chayshish for it. So the same way you chayshish for it, by the Kishofar, it's probably identical, these Chomets and Shofar are probably identical in this manner. So, again, different possibilities, different nuances, all emanating from the interplay between the sugyas of Pesachim, the sugyas of Tefillin, and the sugyas of Shofar. Again, 5 different possibilities, at least flying around, Balamar's in his own world, others in the more similar world. Again, just put the final touch on the sugya. Okay. Mitzvah, hopefully tomorrow, so we'll begin the next sugya, so please get ahead of us in the Marmikomis. All right, we'll get rolling into the next part of the program.